Oh yeah, good morning team, welcome to another week, how are we?
Good morning!
Feeling great, it's great to be back.
Going well, Crevo. You look really fresh today, did you have a good relaxing weekend?
No, I was so busy, really? But that's how I like it.
I think it's great. The haircuts.
Maybe.
Oh, that's what's different.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you go to the same barber every time?
No, I went to a different one the last two times.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting, actually. This time, during my haircut, I got a bit nervous because there were three hairdressers who did my haircut. The first one did, like, a part of it, and then he's like... Like, I think he only was good on clippers, so he's like, I'm done. And then this old guy came in and did some scissor work, and then, like, he jumped back over and, like, called over his mate who finished it off.
You know what's really funny? I actually like this haircut. It's probably been my favourite.
I was very nervous because I was like, I don't know if I've got the junior guy, and then why is the old guy quitting as well?
I can't believe you're cheating on your hairdresser with the dog.
Well, it was they had someone in there, and I was like, I just want a haircut.
Jay,
I don't want to wait around.
You drop hairdressers like
hot
potatoes.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I don't. Why are you?
You've been to like three different hairdressers since I've known you.
No, I've been consistent with my last hairdresser for about 2 years now.
Oh, good. Good.
Wow. Haven't changed.
You know what? No cheating.
I got dragged in the... Hang on. I've got the little tick here. Free haircut for Jade. Free shampoo.
No, I never get freebies, but they're great.
I painted the work building on the weekend because I have no life.
But I don't know how you got dragged into that.
You know what? I'm so happy I did. It looks great. Changed up the colour. Do you know what? It was so annoying, right? So the guy, like the boss, Luke, he was like, oh, we'll do it this colour, the same as usual. We paint it in one colour. He looks at it. 2 hours. He steps back. He goes... You know, I really think it would be better if it was a bit darker.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I've been the one painting. Oh, let's go back to Bunnings.
Oh, you're
another colour. Had to paint it again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What a waste of money.
And time.
Yeah, but look, hey, it looks good, but
yeah, awesome.
My arms are really sore.
Hey, good workout.
Great workout. Hey, tell you what, Crevo, you and I dodged a bullet over the weekend because Jade was asking some pretty unreasonable things on Friday for us to do on our weekend, right? We've got an update on that. Jade, I guess, wanted us to be her delivery drivers.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? Pay for yourself. But we've got an update. We didn't get dragged in. We'll tell you what happened after Tate McRae at New FM. Thank God.
Oh, God. I had enough to do already.
Yeah. New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And Crevo, man, did we dodge a bullet on the weekend.
Oh, my God. So close. It whizzed by.
Oh, please.
Jade loves to call in a favour. She doesn't like to pay or do things properly to begin with. She's ordered a whole heap of furniture from Early Settler, because we all know, Jade, you secretly won the lotto. Nobody orders this much furniture. Now, obviously, it's at the shop, and you drive like an Alfa Romeo rice bubble. So you,
tiny car.
You can't
like
pick it up.
Sports car.
You don't want to pay for delivery. So the big question is, how do you get it back to your house? And, of course, Crevo has a van. And I feel for you, man, because anyone that owns a van or a ute always gets dragged into these sorts of favours. Jade hits you up. What are you doing on the weekend, Crevo?
And I was like, this is such a friendly question. Must be just wanting to know what I'm up to.
I do always ask you, hey, what you're doing
what
on
the
weekend.
What she does, she dances around the actual question. And then it's like, Jade, just ask what you want to know. Anyway, she's tried to get you to pick up all of this furniture. What was it?
It's a new kitchen sink. Big bay. It's about 100 kilos. It has like a black granite top on this.
Let's talk about the request, right?
Yeah.
Over 100 kilos, this thing.
Yeah.
Now, Jade at her house has like these really narrow stairs and there's a really sharp turn. So like lifting a heavy item up to Jade's house is near impossible.
Because it was like almost a meter by a meter.
Yeah, so, and 100 kilos.
And I was like, oh, well, is Ben going to be there to help lift it up? Because
I can't.
I'm not a strong man.
Let's talk about what she wanted. Us to go and pick it up after we do a work event she didn't go to.
Yeah.
Second of all, she wanted us to go to her work, pick up the item in the car, take it back to her house, lift it up, the stairs and into her house whilst her and her husband weren't there. Like slaves. Like slaves.
Well, to be honest, in all fairness, I thought Ben at the time was working on Saturday. Turns out he wasn't, so he would have been there.
Okay.
But I said to you guys, you should be honoured that I was willing to give you my house keys to let yourself in and lock on the way out, because I don't trust anyone with that.
Maddie, do you know what?
You should be honoured.
Maddie from the newsroom, do you know what she offered to give us in exchange for this chore?
Oh, what was it?
It's a dollar amount. Take a guess.
Oh, God.
For two guys.
Two guys, yeah. Like an hour and a half's work.
Probably lifting.
$10 each.
They were already in the area of where it needed to be picked up. Like, and when you're at your friend's,
I help
your friends out.
But I see the equivalent of, like, at least, like, a six-pack of beer, which is already, like, $20. So
yeah, that's
$10
such
doesn't get you much in this
point.
Economy.
Well, you know what? They missed out, and I did a secret deal, and I'm doing a cashie for $40 and a bottle of Coke. So my problem's sorted.
I'm really happy.
Yeah. I'm glad. That sounds like a great deal for them.
That poor guy or girl that you've sucked into your
they don't know about the
dirty,
tight
rotten
turn
shores.
With the steps. They got no idea. They think it's going to be
yet again.
You know what, guys? I love you both. You know what? You manned up and you said that you were going to do it before everything. Like before, I said, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Jade and her husband live in this ivory tower where they think they've got all the little minions below them.
Please.
Do my bidding.
Lift my furniture.
But I was touched because, you know, it wasn't a test, but if it was, you passed.
That's why I took my house key back off, Jade,
because.
Lads versus lasses up next, guys. This is, of course, our ultimate battle of the sexes. Mm. It's been running all year and it's tied up now.
It is, actually.
So this is a tiebreaker day. Come on, guys.
35 gold stars apiece. On offer today for the winner, we have a double pass to the football this weekend. The Knights are at home taking on Manly. Boo!
Manly. No, get out of here, you big old birds.
Talking football, did you see the Panthers flog the Rabbitohs yesterday? 56-12.
Jeez.
That's a flogging.
The scores have been huge over the last few games. It's nuts. Actually, to be honest, I'm really disliking all the new rules that the NRL have brought in over
this year. You want to see more broken noses, Jade.
No, injuries. Less. It's like every six someone's been injured and they're stopping the game because the game's now getting played too quick. They don't have time to regroup.
You should be a coach, Jade.
You should. 13-09. If you'd like to have a go at this, you can win a double pass, like Maddie said, for the winner.
Yeah, one guy, one girl. We'll take your calls after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Yes, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes, our year-long competition. Of course, everything to play for here. The pride of the better sex, plus a chance at winning a double to the Knights versus Seagulls game on Friday.
Which we all know the better sex are the females.
Well, 35 gold stars apiece, so we are drawn, Jade.
Girls, give us a call, 13-10-09, because right now we're going to Will. He's from Cardiff. He's 20. He's a plumber, and he started playing a new sport called disc golf. Will, what the hell is disc golf?
Basically, golf, but with a frisbee disc.
So how do you hit? Are you hitting the ball with a frisbee, or?
No, so you throw the frisbee, and there's a basket for each hole. So it's not a hole, it's like a metal basket with chains, and you throw your frisbee, and it, catches it.
I thought you were hitting, the ball. In my mind, I was thinking you've got to, throw the frisbee, pick up your golf stick, smack the ball, and try and hit the frisbee mid-air.
Well, that's practical, isn't it, Jade?
You'd have to be Tiger Woods to do that.
Yeah, that is so true. So disc golf,
that's nice. Better, because is there less skill obviously required? You can get it to play it with your mates, have a few drinks. It's better.
Yeah.
Easier.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So out of curiosity, where's this get played if anyone's interested?
There's a course at Jesmond Park.
Yep.
And there's another one at, I've just forgot, Rathmines.
Yeah, there right.
Man,
all right.
Frisbees are so versatile, aren't they? Like, they really are.
All I know is that they're like in movies, they're like, you know.
You throw it to a dog?
Well, no, you throw it to a dog and like the girls always come over because it's some hot guy throwing a frisbee type of deal.
Dog being
that's a different
boyfriend.
Type of movie that you're watching, Kate.
All right, let's go to your first question this morning, Will. Which is bigger?
Wrong set of questions.
Oh,
there,
okay. Sorry. Where's the other? Here we go. Okay. What's the name of Taylor Swift's first single?
Multiple
is it
choice.
A. My Boyfriend Left Me. B. Love Story. Or C. Scorned Lover.
I'm gonna say B. Love Story.
Correct. Well done.
I mean, all are quite relevant to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, true. I could have been any of them for me.
Question.
The most basic.
True, you're right. Well, question two. What does the shop Supre sell?
Oh, clothes. Girls' clothes.
Well done. All right, question number three. Which famous singer's dog walker has recently returned to work after being shot?
Oh, I do know this.
Doesn't sound like it.
Lady Gaga's.
Two out of three. Good job, Will.
Well done, man.
Let's meet our lass this morning right now, though, guys. Her name is Cindy, 47. She's a kitchen hand, and she's a massive Knights supporter. Says she was the first girl in the Hunter in the 80s to play NRL for a boys' team.
Wow.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Oh, that sounds so cool. So you were, like, roughing it up with the guys.
Yeah, I was only seven, though.
Oh, right.
Still?
Okay. Still, that's pretty cool. You're a trailblazer, Cindy.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Do you still play, or?
Sorry?
Do you still play?
No. Right. I'm 47 now, not 7.
Oh, okay. You'll be right. You're 40
years ago.
Okay, so we've got some questions for you. You need 2 out of 3 to go to a tiebreaker coin toss or 3 right for the win. Here we go. Question one. Which is bigger, a palm sander or an orbital sander?
An orbital sander?
That is correct. Question number two. What is the brand Alvi famous for making?
Ooh.
Sorry, what was it? Alvi?
A-L-V-E-Y.
Fish and rod?
What was that, sorry?
Fishing rods.
I don't know. It's the
Do
reels.
Do they sell them?
No, I don't think so.
Fishing reels, not the rods.
Yeah.
Question number three. If you get this right, we're going to a coin toss. Wrong, you're out. What is an Iveco Daily?
It's a car.
Yes. You know what that means.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
On the line this morning, we have a double to the Knights versus Manly. Heads or tails?
I'll go ahead.
Flip that coin. Here we go.
Heads! You win!
Yes!
Go the girls!
Good on ya!
Well done, well done.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh my God. Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
We're chatting on 131009. How did you or someone you know catch your partner cheating? Now, you can remain anonymous, but this all happened because a woman revealed she was in her office at the time when she spotted her husband's name in the newspaper at the time. You know how a lot of people don't do it so much anymore, but the birth and death announcements? Mm-hmm. So she saw in the time that there was a birth announcement and she couldn't believe it, but the parents' names actually included her husband's. So he was having an affair with another woman and basically got caught out because he'd had a baby with her and she'd put the announcement in the newspaper.
You know what? My mum caught my dad cheating when I was a kid. He was listing a profile in Meeting Point in the Daily Telegraph.
No! This happened 100%. A lot, I think.
And he, like, kept the page and, like, hid it on top of the fridge. Mum was doing the cleaning one day. She's like, oh, my God, what's this?
Oh, your poor mum. Poor Sue.
She's had a tough try. Anyway, what a piece of shit. But that happens. Imagine finding out from a newspaper.
Oh, you'd be like, like,
you can laugh
what is
in hindsight.
Do you know what's funny? It's like, it's there in black and white.
Well, this was around like 2001. So, I mean, it was still like on the precipice of like
internet
the technology
dating.
Change
yeah,
and
yeah.
internet dating. Yeah.
Well, oh, poor Sue. Anyway, 131009, how did you catch your partner cheating? We'd love to know your stories.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're asking you, how did you catch your partner cheating, guys?
Yeah, this is all because this poor woman, she basically was at home. She glanced over and saw her husband's name in the newspaper in the births announcements, the births and deaths announcement section. And his, I guess, mistress had posted that they'd had a baby together.
That's
and he
crazy,
was caught.
Isn't it?
It sounds like made up, but it's not.
Have you ever caught like your man cheating, Jade? Like or like
no,
your past boyfriend?
Only in high school. So I don't know if that really counts, but who told me? I think it was the girl actually. I think her name was Emma and she kissed Abe on the golf course. And she told me. So at least she manned up.
Was it like what are high school kids doing playing golf?
Oh, like, everyone used to like go
just hanging out,
like
there.
Live near this golf course,
right.
Like in, near their street, and like kids would just go there and like just hit some balls, like in the
nothing
afternoons.
Nothing more crushing in that moment, that feeling, you know, when you see the text message or like you find out there's like that 10 seconds of total shock. Your heartbeat speeds up. It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's a horrible feeling.
I was, you know, I was at the time. I actually didn't really care.
No, that goes to show.
How much?
You were 16.
I was 16. I was like, eh. But we put this on our Facebook page, guys, and it went off. So poor Vicky wrote, I came home from my second job of late night waitressing to find my boyfriend of 10 years in bed with my flatmate. Apparently after a nice romantic dinner. That's the trouble with flatmates. You've got to be careful.
Okay.
This must be Newcastle's unluckiest woman, okay? Her name's Sass. I don't know if that's fake Facebook account name, but
maybe.
Anyway.
Yeah, who cares?
She's written X number one. He wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, and I knew how to get into the history of computers. .. Full-on conversations planning to meet people while he was apparently at work. She started to dig deeper, and she found out that he stole money off her mum to make out he was getting paid. And turns out they were staying at her parents' place at the time, apparently saving to move out. So he kept on changing jobs so she couldn't keep up with the jobs required. Like, so he kept saying, oh, I'm going to this job now, I'm going to this job now. And
so she never knew where he was.
Never knew where he was, didn't know what job he was at because basically he was lying and just meeting up with the women who were the jobs.
That's awful.
X number two for the same lady. Caught him red-handed, finished work early, and he was supposed to stay at his place for the weekend. She was meant to stay at his place, sorry. So she went to his to go there for the weekend, finished early.
Happens. Understandably, I get why people don't want to call up and put this on the radio.
Radio. Yeah. And get this, X number three.
Dirty laundry, look at that.
Same woman, poor chick, X number three, his girlfriend contacted me. This chick's like, probably one of the unluckiest.
Well, you would though, wouldn't you? If you're like, I've caught one of my exes cheating before, and like with somebody I knew, and I messaged the guy, I messaged both of them.
Oh yeah, that's a good thing. But this chick's been cheated on three times.
Crazy. One more to wrap up.
Really pick some.
Gemma, my second serious boyfriend. I saw a text that said like some sexual stuff from a woman. Found out later, it was his cousin.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, well, you do love the royal family, Jay. They're all cousins.
You
said you find your cousin hot.
Yeah, but
you
wouldn't,
can't sit in
I wouldn't do anything. Big difference going, you know what, I appreciate their beauty to, like, you know, go and
sending
down a path of non-return.
Damn it, I thought I had the audio of you saying you think your cousin's hot, but I don't have it.
I wonder what you're doing over there.
Deleted. Clearly. Probably. Stay out of my folder, Jade. Hey, guys, coming up next, we're going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. Big news story over the weekend that I feel like a lot of people have missed out on this year, and that is Eurovision.
I love Eurovision.
So, getting Excellent. Your thoughts on that, we'll save it for the
Oh, yeah, time. Sorry.
It's called
I got,
Love It or Loathe It
for a reason. Sorry, I got excited.
New FM, 644.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
New FM.
love it or loathe it, loathe it.
Guys, there's been a big weekend of news, and I feel like Eurovision, which took place over the weekend, has kind of taken a back seat this year. I feel like the Eurovision craze is over. But what we're asking you this morning,
yeah,
Eurovision, love it or loathe it? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Loathe it.
Love it.
Okay.
What a boring show.
Crevo, tell me why you loathe it.
Oh, I just think, like, it's a bunch of B-side songs at best, all played out, and a bunch of singing and dancing. Just not that into it. Very boring to watch.
Oh, I love it. I just think, you know, it's music and dancing bring the world together. You know what I mean? It's what we do at birthday parties,
yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah, it's a very exclusive
and
club
it just
of
goes
countries.
To show that, you know, countries come together over the same thing. I just think it's super cool. And plus, I'm a dual citizen, so I can sit there and I can cheer on Malta. So
we're about Australia, aren't we? Part of it now.
Well, I don't know if we are. Do we even send someone this year?
Yeah, we sent Montaigne, but she performed here and it was kind of like a a zoomed in performance.
Yeah,
Didn't even make the final this year. So that was the lowest scoring entry we've ever done. And question, why are we still in it? Like, you know, we're not even in Europe. It's time for us to leave. I feel like the hype behind it has gone this year. A couple of moments shocked everyone, right? So, yeah. Of course, the big winner was Italy. Shocked everybody with their winning song. I've got a clip of it here. Okay. I have no idea how this won. It's a bunch of Italian rockers. The song is called Maneskin by Zitti e Buoni.
I like it. The rock's good.
Bit of a scandal on the wind. So you know how they pan to, like, the group sitting together in the different countries? So the winner was, filmed with her head down on the table, and she seemed to be sniffing something up from the table.
So maybe she was
like some dust
smell
or like
something.
Smell like the food. Maybe there was some like dim sims or something there.
Maybe they dropped their phone under the table and they're just trying to pick it up.
Apparently she was cleaning up broken glass.
Ooh.
But congratulations to Italy for walking away with the win today. My favourite moment from the clips I've watched on YouTube was a very special guest appearance by this guy. He's finally popped his head out from the ground, guys. Flo Rida is back.
Get
the king
out.
Of the cameo. He was in San Marino's song. I've got the audio. Here he is.
I like it. I love Flo Rida.
This is a bit more fun.
San Marino pulling in the star power of yesterday. It's been ages. He's really dropped on the ranks of celebrity Flo Rida, hasn't he?
Why? Because he's performing at Eurovision, one of the biggest concerts in the whole world.
You know, biggest stars in the world before he was featuring on their songs. Then down to Jessica Mowboy, now down to Eurovision. As a featured artist, he isn't even a headline act. Flo Rida, terrible.
He's not doing so well
these days. Marino came 10th this year. The top five, Italy first, followed by France. Jade, Malta third, Ukraine and Finland.
Malta third?
No, I think, didn't they come 7th?
No, they came 3rd.
They came 3rd in the finals, I believe, and then
that's all
over.
That matters.
Yeah.
The final.
So, good on them.
Yeah.
Very good.
Be
Australia
that
just,
result.
Like, totally off the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yep,
good
there you go.
Good on Destiny.
Destiny.
Yeah.
Good job, Jade. Jade's trying to prove me wrong in my own segment here. Did they come 3rd or 7th?
7th.
Because I've got a list here that says 3rd.
Okay, what website are you looking at?
What is it, Jade?
I'm on Malta today. They came 7th.
Okay, what are you on, Maddie? Eurovision official website.
Eurovisionworld.com.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
The brand new season of The Celebrity Apprentice kicked off last night on Channel 9. Guys, brand new season, brand new billionaire at the helm of this thing. Whole heap of new contestants. Great cast this year. Anthony Kalia, Michelle Bridges. Did you know she's a Novacastrian?
Yeah, oh, I heard. You'd
like to tell us last night.
I know, about 20 times.
One of the advisors, though, helping Lord Alan Sugar, who's a UK billionaire. He's the guy on the UK version of the show, actually. They've brought him over. Is Janine Alice, one of Australia's most successful businesswomen. I mean, you might know her from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
She was on Survivor. And, of course, she is the CEO of Boost Juice.
Wow.
So she's not mucking around when it comes to business.
No, not at all.
She's worth, get this, $350 million.
Good on her. Isn't that cool?
For Australian standards, that's a lot of cash.
Mate, yeah. If you, have read up on Janine Alice, man, she hustled for that.
Yeah.
She totally deserves her fortune. But we're going to chat to her next, guys. All things Celebrity Apprentice. We'll do that after...
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, we were going to chat to Janine Alice from Celebrity Apprentice. Jackson, have you got her up or no dice?
For some reason, the lines are just going dead at Channel 9, so I'll have to chase that up.
The life of millionaires, right?
Yeah, she's probably too busy doing something.
I think she's probably on another interview, but we'll chat to her later. Let's do What's the Goss instead.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Mama's coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
You know, it's a total pain in the ass.
What?
Jackson, you'll agree with this.
Mm.
We book these things, these interviews in, weeks in advance. It really annoys me.
Maybe she's just having a Boost Juice.
No, well, it's not her fault. So, Channel 9, I'm going to throw them under the bus at the moment, but the line is being picked up. But do you know how someone answers a line and you can hear them on the other side of the line? They're just not talking to you. You can hear their little mouth going...
That's Channel 9 getting us back for our NASA stunt with Brass. Probably. They're in their black books. Anyway, Celebrity Apprentice. But what's the goss? Even better.
So, Monica Lewinsky has melted down Twitter. I don't know if you've seen this over the weekend, but she did
Clinton whistling?
Yeah.
Probably.
So, if you don't remember...
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
You did. So she has retweeted a little thing and it just said, what's the most high risk, low reward thing you've ever done in your life? And then just the little eye watching emoji.
Yeah.
And the internet has melted down.
I mean, you know, at the time, she wouldn't have seen it as high risk, I don't reckon, but obviously it was.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some of the reaction? It was mixed reviews. So some people were saying, we don't deserve you because you're just too good. And then someone else is like, make no mistake, she loves the attention even now. Get her off Twitter. So, I don't know. I thought it was funny.
She's definitely, at least able to see the humour herself in the whole situation.
Have you watched interviews with her? She's actually a really cool chick.
Is she?
Yeah, she's had a lot of shit happen in her life.
Throwing
and she's
her.
Just, taken it on board.
Yeah.
She's a young girl, put in a position that she couldn't handle. And she's really just, she's come out the other side. She's an independent woman now that's super successful. So I love her.
What's she doing?
She does a lot of TED Talks, businesswoman, entrepreneur. So she does a whole range of different things.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool. I don't know much about her.
She also tweets. Martin Bashir, have you heard all of this drama about the BBC journalist that interviewed
Brendan?
Yeah, so they did that big investigation. So he's actually speaking out about the investigation. Now, if you're not familiar with the interview, which most people are, here's a bit of a snippet.
You always think you're prepared for everything and you think you have the knowledge of what's coming ahead. But although I was daunted at the prospect at the time, I felt I had the support of my husband-to-be.
Do you think Mrs. Parker Bowles was a factor in the breakdown of your marriage?
Well, there were three of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded.
So it's always been rumoured that the way they got her to reveal all of those interesting details in an interview with a guy that worked for the BBC who was basically an intern was that he gave her dodgy records of the royal family being bribed for information about her. So that investigation found that it was true. So he's speaking out and saying that he never wanted to hurt her and he doesn't believe that he did and that he sympathises with the royal family because he was a big fan of their mum. I don't think that's enough, to be honest. Just a little apology like that.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know.
The interview was... the records, the whole situation with the records, just, like, throws the whole validity of the interview away, don't you think?
The BBC
Not really. There were three people in their marriage.
No, yeah, but, like, it, what, and Prince William's come out and said this as well. I mean, the BBC is meant to be the most reputable and trusted news service in the United Kingdom. And for them to use such, like, low-down dog tactics to get an interview with the princess, it really just blows it, the credibility of the organisation wide open. Mm. And if they've organised this interview right under all of these false pretenses, she wouldn't have, like, she might have had the security detail if she knew that she was being set up in the interview. Maybe she wouldn't have said what she said in the chat, which led to her... not having any protection, which obviously, look how it ended.
I can see those things about it. I don't know. I can see multiple sides to it, though. At the end of the day, like, it was her choice to say what she said. Like...
Yeah, but think about it like this, right? If you're, say you're arguing with somebody in your workplace or a friend that you heard, say, it's like, all right, say you and your husband, right, for example, right now. Somebody told you that your husband's been cheating on you, but you don't really know. It's not, like, verified, but you believe your friend and leave your husband. It's like you've made a choice and a decision based on a falsehood that's changed the path of your life going
without
forward.
Without proper proof.
Yeah, I just believe that a lot of what she said was relevant, like, and was her truth. So, you know, when you're saying interviews like that, you're not an idiot and you like, that's what she thought at the time, and a lot of it turns out was true.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, if you want to defend the BBC, Jake...
No. I'm just saying at the end of the day, there's always, like, it's a two-way street. Yeah, what they did was dodgy with how they lured the interview, but at the end of the day, though, the questions weren't dodgy questions. Like, they were genuine questions.
They were tabloid questions.
I don't know, man. We can agree to disagree. I'm not fighting with you on it.
In other news, whilst you guys were discussing that, I've taken a call from Channel 9. They've got their phone lines back up.
Oh,
it's up
good.
To you if you want to run ahead with that.
We'll chat to her next.
Yeah.
Janine Alice, Celebrity Apprentice, up next in UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Janine Alice from Celebrity Apprentice, man.
We were meant to interview her 20 minutes ago, and
we've been stood up. She bought a house, built a house, and then just sold it straight away now, for $20 million. Right. I wanted to know what's going on.
Guys, these are big shows, right? And when we invite these people onto the show, any press run is to promote the show and get more people to watch it. Now, of course, you're going to send your stars out to promote it, but instead, because they can't give us a celebrity to chat to, there's only one person that I know that will give us the true reality of this reality show, and that's NASA. Hello, NASA.
Good morning. I swear I was thinking of you guys on the weekend, thinking, oh, my God, when am I going to see your beautiful face?
Oh, NASA, hopefully soon.
Yeah, come visit
us. NASA, so the people from Celebrity Apprentice, they've bagged us out this morning. They didn't want to come on. Twice they've said they're coming. They haven't lived up to their end of the deal. Did you watch the show? Give us your honest opinion.
Honestly, I did watch the show. Now I will give you my honest opinion. Yeah. Mate, take the celebrity part out of it, because they're not really celebrities. They're made money in their own right. Okay? Yeah. But leave it as the original Celebrity Apprentice, the original apprentice, it's called The Apprentice. And it was the novice people coming on, and they win a scholarship with whoever the guy is. Now, these people, I'm telling you, if you look at all of them, they've all their careers are basically gone in the drain. So their agents must have said, listen, do this show to get your name out there again and to keep you a little bit in the spotlight. I mean, fancy the guy from Nova is on there. He's not a celebrity. He's a frigging bad DJ. Hey, no one listens to Nova anyway.
Whipper.
Right? Yeah, Whipper. No one listens to Nova anyway.
NASA, I only know her as Kmart Kim because they refer to her as that on the ad.
Maths.
Like, she hasn't really, she's not in the league of those multimillionaires that's on there.
No, she's not. But the thing is, she's friends with Tara, and Tara produces Married at First Sight.
Right.
So that's where the connection is. That's why she put her on there, because they're very, very good friends. And I remember when we were filming all this stuff, she was always talking to Tara all the time, her and Tara in the conversation.
Right.
That's the reason she's on there. And last night, she got exposed with that other young kid, Alex, that he was an influencer. That just show you that influencers are mean nothing, really, because they buy their followers.
Yes,
but the rest
yes.
of them, I mean, Camilla, I know Camilla personally,
yeah.
and I know her parents. I used to train her mother, right? Now, Camilla is not a celebrity. She's a rag trader. She lost $20 million suing her father over a business deal. So there's all this sort of stuff. I mean, that model, have you ever heard of this model?
No. Well, I'm just model. Having a look at the cast, Nasser. So there's the Veronicas on the show.
The Veronica's
Shayna Blaze from the block. Yeah. What's she doing
there? What is she doing on exactly? And the girl,
Ross
that
Noble?
Redheaded girl, yeah. Ross Noble. He's not even funny. Like, in real life, I've seen Ross Noble. He's not even funny. So really, don't be upset that they're not going to come on your show, because they are trash. Let them go on Triple M or some other bogus show that doesn't rate. You guys are more stylish. You have real celebrities on there like me, and I wouldn't even worry about it.
Aww, Nasser, thanks, man. That's sweet of
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Nasser.
Seriously. In all fairness, I had to Google half of these people anyway.
So Nasser, to wrap this up, first of all, would you recommend people out there that are thinking about watching it should watch it? 2, score out of 10, 10 being amazing.
Well, no.
10 being your season of maths.
Okay, now, look, if you're going to watch it for a laugh, because it is absolutely, and you'll notice the next week or two, Martha's there only to stir up the pot and to look silly, because she should have gone last night, to be honest with you. I felt sorry for that young kid.
But did you see the Donald Trump character, Lord Alan Sugar, has started calling her the Kmart Kardashian,
exactly.
And you came up with that.
I came up with that a year ago, and
he
people caught on to it. He did steal it from me. I get no rewards from it, and no thank you, by the way.
You should have trademarked it.
I should have trademarked. Now everyone calls her Kmart.
Yeah, get that on the tote bag.
Now everyone calls her Kmart. But let me tell you, if people are going to watch it for a laugh, honestly, because they're all these people really have made their careers in their own right. They're
God, I've missed you.
Thanks, Nass.
Thanks.
Love speaking
you,
the truth.
Always.
Good old Nasser.
There we go, Nasser. From maths right there. News time up next in UFM. Man, we've got another reality show contestant coming up next, but luckily he's really talented. Brenton from Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, you're quite a big fan of this guy, Matty.
I'm a huge fan of Brenton. He's
very
talented.
Talented.
Yeah, very fit.
Oh, he's good
knows
at fitness.
Knows how to compete in a challenge.
Lift a barbell.
One can dream.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Matty and Crevo.
All right, Big Brother is heating up, and of course, one of the biggest, people to enter the house recently is Brenton. This is, of course, because he's an intruder.
A sexy intruder. Everyone's talking about him.
Fawning over him. You know, of course, he gets around with his shirt off a fair bit because I guess it's, at that time, it was a bit hot.
There's more to him than this.
Because it's pre-recorded, nice, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, he can chop an onion.
Yeah. he's a chef.
Chef, yeah.
And he also has a motorbike as well.
He does.
So that's important information to keep in mind.
I just want to put this out there, okay? Yeah. So he's not on the line yet. Jade's here shit-canning him in the studio off air. Look at him, he's a charmer. Makes me sick. So his nickname is The Charmer in all the marketing materials.
Yeah.
Let's see, by the end of the interview...
If I'm sucked in?
If you've been sucked in and charmed by Brenton, Jade.
No, you're saying that I'm bitching about him behind the scenes, but all I'm saying... is that it's a tactic. That's what I'm saying behind the scenes.
Let's just rewind to Nasser, shall we? Jade always putting the boot into Nasser. By the end of the chat, she's, I miss you, Nasser.
That is true. Yeah, but Nasser can be a bit dramatic.
You've got a flip-flop, my love.
Guys,
only
Maddie,
celebrities.
Maddie, can you play the correcting during the interview at the point that Jade becomes charmed?
She's ready to go.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And guys, Big Brother continues. News 7:30 tonight on Channel 7. And one of the intruders on the show, Brenton, joins us now.
Think you know my game? Think again.
Oh, yes. Brenton, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Hello.
Good, man. Where are you at the moment? You're from Sydney, yeah?
I'm in Sydney, just organising my morning so I can get out the door and go to work, actually.
Oh, that's so interesting. So you're still going to work. That's so fun. Like, you must be getting such a big reaction, right?
Well, back in the normal life, the show goes on. And although people in the office are quite interested in what's happening, I basically have to allocate 10 minutes each morning to give them a rundown of what's happened on the night before, just so I can add in a bit more colour.
That's interesting, because, like, I read that you were a chef. Are you not doing that now? You're in an office now? What's the situation? What are you doing for work?
Yeah, that's right. I think the chef title has followed me around a bit longer than I would have expected. I think it's one that people remember. But I actually got out of the kitchen about 7 years ago.
Oh, geez.
My God.
That's ridiculous.
What do you do now?
I work in the corporate environment in a sales team. So I'm selling software and dealing with other businesses. So it's quite different to the chef life.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, this is what happens.
It's not a change that could happen straight away, so it's taken a few years to get to that point.
That's what happens when you tell a reality TV producer, like, one thing from your past.
From
like,
He's a chef. That'll sound good.
Well, I must admit,
steamy,
chef is chef's a lot more interesting to talk about than corporate sales. But
true.
Can I ask, can you still chop a potato real quick? Like, you know, like when you see them do it really quick and you're scared they're going to chop their fingers off?
I can chop the hell out of a potato still. That's a skill that will never leave.
Oh, that's good.
Can handle sharp objects. That'll do well for
But let's get to the nitty gritty, because obviously, you know, you're on Big Brother at the moment. You were an intruder. You haven't been evicted as we know of yet. But the thing is, everyone's saying, like, you're in love with, was it Christina on the show? You're like, oh, how could you not be? But the thing is, right, is this a tactic? Because obviously Sophie and Chad from, you know, the last show, they ended up in a romance and they got to the top three. Is this your trick? Are you secretly trying to get an alliance to, you know, fool them with love and you'll get up there?
It didn't start off as a tactic, but perhaps it should have been. As we know, the couple did quite well in the show last year, and I think that was used as a way to bring Christina and I down. That came up quite regularly. Hey, look what happened last year. These guys are going to get to the top. Let's try and break them up. So I think you can start to see this week where people start identifying the power couple and using it as a reason to cause some trouble for Christina and I. So
is it weird?
Bit of a shame that it was seen that way.
Is it weird kissing and, you know, like, because I
guess you'd kind of forget that the cameras are even
on
there, right?
Oh, you definitely don't forget.
But you do it anyway, kissy.
Well, they do a great job of making you feel quite comfortable, like you're in your own environment, but you look around and you're quickly reminded that you're definitely not. to be honest, there wasn't a lot of kissing and that sort of stuff. It's very G-rated, just because of that reason. And it's not really the show that Big Brother wants, actually. They're looking for more strategic game rather than
love under the covers.
Love Island.
Brenton, gone are the days of the old days of Big Brother up late, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm 31, so I remember those days.
I love it. Oh, good stuff, Brenton. Man, you've been great on the show. Thanks for joining us this morning, man. Big Brother continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 7. There he is.
Clearly, didn't win the money. You know what I'm taking from that? Because he's still going to his regular job.
Oh, but that could be a tactic, though. To
It's only 250K. Like, it's life changing, but like not.
You still have to work.
Yeah, true.
You're not quitting your job if you win that. Like, it'll last a year, a couple of years.
Yeah, having a big year.
It's not like you can go traveling with it at the moment.
No, well, that's true. At least you'd save a bit.
Well, speaking of coin, we have $675 to give away with Birthday Lotto. This is where we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you need to call us on 131009. First through gets to spin the birthday balls to win the cash.
We're looking for someone born in November.
Okay, the lines are open. 131009, and just a heads up, We have Delta Goodrum tickets to give away all week right here on the show. We're going to do it somewhere before 8:30 this morning. So keep it right here at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
That's right. If you're born in the month of November, you had to call the first through on 13 10 09 to spin our birthday balls with $675 up for grabs.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to meet our contestant. It's Joe from Cessnock, a taxi driver, and once represented the state in 10-pin bowling. Is a keen scrapbooker and loves the two dogs. What a dynamic life you've lived, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
I certainly have.
That's so good. You must, like, do you get out the bowling story much when you're doing the rounds in the cab?
Not usually. It's more with family and friends or new people I meet when we talk about that sort of thing.
Hey, Joe, what's the weirdest thing you've seen in your cab this year so far?
Oh, drunk people are the best.
Okay. Just leave it at that.
Yeah. They're usually so merry and just fun to have in the cab. They always either have a good story or... just absolutely love me.
Oh, that's good. You sound like the sort of cab driver that you'd want to get.
At the end of a night, it's a good time when you get in Joe's cab.
All right, Joe. Go. I've spun out birthday balls and I have pulled out the 13th of November.
Oh, so close. I'm the 17th.
Again.
Sorry, Joe. Enjoy your morning. 6:75. It's building up, guys. Playing again before 9 o'clock today. And, of course, Delta tickets coming up very soon as well, Creeper.
That is so true. News up next with Maddie.
That's right. 7:55. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creeper.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creeper.
Jade, Maddie,
Crevo.
Heck yeah.
The Novos.
Guys, we are so excited. Delta Goodrum is coming to Newcastle Friday the 24th of September with her Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour. Tickets available now, ticketek.com.au. We have tickets to give away all week. And what we're doing here next, 13 10 09, give us a call. It's called Eat or Defeat for Delta Goodrum tickets.
Ooh, okay.
Now, how this works, you need to convince either Crevo, Jade, or myself that you deserve these tickets. Like, why do you deserve them more than anyone else in the Hunter? If you convince us, there's a second part to this challenge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Producer Jackson has prepared 5 disgusting dishes. Think I'm a Celebrity style. Ooh. So, like, fish eyes, all that kind of gear. There's a dish in here that he's delivered. We have to eat this dish in order for you to walk away with the win. So the story's got to be good because we can refuse to give the tickets.
Or if you don't, if one, like whoever's spun up doesn't finish it, then you don't get them either.
Yep, so we have to eat the full dish in order for you to win.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
What if I lose my self-control?
Eat or defeat. Tickets.
Yeah, Delta's coming to Newcastle Entertainment Centre September 24th. Tickets available at ticketek.com.au. We have a double pass up for grabs this morning. We're giving them away all week, but this is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You need to convince either Crevo, Jade or myself that you deserve these tickets enough for us to eat a disgusting dish prepared by producer Jackson. I'm a celeb style. Now, the problem is here, if we don't finish the dish, though, you don't win the ticket. So the story has to be really good to convince us to eat something disgusting.
Yeah, and the person will be randomly selected. We're live on Facebook now if you want to watch this. I've got a special spinning wheel with our 3 names on it. So we'll find out the dish, and then obviously we're going to spin this wheel to find out who could be eating it.
Okay, all right, cool. So let's spin the wheel, find out who Amber needs to convince this morning. Okay, hey, Amber, right. How are you?
Hello, guys. How are you, Jade, Maddie and Crevo?
Hello. Yeah, good, thank good. You.
How are you today? You a big Delta fan?
This is a 100% legitimate story. So I grew up in Tamworth, and my dad flew me from Tamworth to Sydney once a month to do lessons of Roxanne Keeley, who actually taught Delta for her longevity of her vocal career. So I need to see Delta live because I sung one of her first songs off her first album for my HSC. I got a really good score
what
for
was
that.
The song?
And I need to see her. Will You Fall For Me?
So hold on, you're saying that you lived at Tamworth and your father flew you in a chartered plane?
No, not a chartered plane.
It's a regular plane.
Just got a ticket for it.
Well, we're from Qantas Tamworth Link. To, you know, okay, we're on Qantas Link. Yeah, fair enough. So once a week.
More realistic.
Once a month.
Okay, I was going to say, geez.
Okay.
No, I wasn't that rich.
Yeah, I was like, can't you afford to buy a ticket?
All right.
That's what I was thinking.
Amber, we're going to find out who possibly needs to eat this dish right now.
Kriva, I haven't finished my story because it's got to be enough for you guys to feel bad.
Well, let's find out who it is first. Kriva, who is it?
Okay, it's come up as Maddie.
So, Maddie, here's the sad part. But obviously, Delta's made something of herself in life. And I'm not saying I haven't, but, you know, I'm a manager at Woolworths full-time. So, clearly, you're going to feel sorry for me and want to give me the tickets because I did singing lessons and I've made it nowhere with my voice, so that's just depressing. So I need to see Delta to make me feel better about myself.
That is a great argument right there.
Producer Jackson, can you please reveal the dish that you've prepared me to potentially eat today?
You're always talking about your health, so I've decided to get some folate in there, iron, zinc, selenium. Also, too, this is cardioprotective, which means it'll help you with heart disease.
Yeah.
It is chicken heart.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, Amber, I need to eat these chicken hearts for you to win the tickets.
You have to eat them. I will give you a free meal courtesy of Woolworths. Just eat the chicken heart.
Oh, that's so disgusting. I've never seen a chicken heart. They look revolting.
Oh, they look...
They are putrid.
They look like...
They sell them in the dog food section.
They smell even worse as well.
So I think these have been fried. Okay, so they're not raw, which is a win.
Well, because otherwise you'd probably end up with salmonella, and we can't have that.
Oh, yuck.
Okay. What are you going to do, Matty?
Amber, I'll eat them for you.
Oh, I love you.
I have to finish them first.
You've got to finish them. Like, you haven't won yet. Let's just make that real clear.
Come on, Maddie.
Yuck. Chicken hearts. What is it? Yeah, what do they smell like?
Like a filthy chicken heart. That's what it smells like. Disgusting. Like, just, it's like... bad.
Like you haven't changed
like
the
bin? Like a sausage has been left out on the barbecue half-cooked for a week.
Katie on Facebook Live says, shot it.
Have a look at this. So I have to chew it, yeah?
It almost looks like a gross oyster.
You've got to eat all of it as well. You can't just eat like one bit.
I've got a terrible gag reflex, by the way. Here we go.
We might
Popping it in the mouth. Here we go.
Come on, Maddie.
Oh, Tim, he's chewing.
He does not look happy.
Swallow.
His eyes have gotten narrower.
I feel so sorry for you.
His body's tense. He's tapping his foot.
Come on, Maddie.
You have to eat it. Do not spit it out.
Swallow it.
I think he's done it.
Hey, Amber. You win.
Love you, Maddie. You're the best.
I think he's actually vomiting into the bin.
He is.
I'm going to have to come give him a hug and say sorry and bring him a beer. Sorry,
he deserves that at a minimum.
Oh,
is he
he vomited into the bin.
Oh, honey.
No, I didn't vomit.
Oh, you didn't? You kept it down? Well, that means you're a winner.
Woo, woo.
Delta Goodrum. Bridge over troubled dreams.
Congratulations.
Coming to Newcastle Friday, September 24th.
Guys, I'm forever grateful. Thank you, Maddie. I'll bring you your favourite lunch. You just have to tell me what your favourite takeaway is. It's yours.
Can you bring me some of that, like, woolly sushi?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, some of that. Thanks, Dal.
Wow.
Congratulations.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, how are you feeling before we get on to the next bit?
This is the most rewarding task you've ever assigned me to do as your producer.
Yeah,
you did good, Producer Jackson. Well done.
Thank you, Jackson.
Thanks for that. Guys, up next, speaking of takeaway, actually, takeaway pizza experience, and I got to get up on my soapbox. This is over the weekend because this poor girl who was serving behind the counter, I witnessed her get absolutely roasted by another staff member.
Really?
Yeah, I've got to tell this story up next, and I just want to, like, give some words of encouragement because there was it just wasn't a great situation. Anyway,
hurry up? I need some
water.
We'll
get into it next. Maddie, you can have some water, but we'll talk about this in just a minute.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And Crevo, you've been complaining to pizza shops, you big old whinger.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Well, absolutely didn't complain to the shop, but I went in to pick up a pizza. I'm not going to say where, and I'm going to change all the names of the people because it was quite an interaction that I had. So there was this guy in front of me who goes, oh, you know, I'm here to pick up my this and this pizza. And the girl behind the counter was like this young girl. You can tell she just started out in the workforce probably. And she went to the person behind who was like cutting up the pizzas.
Yeah.
Hey, is what's his name's Pete, you know, two pizzas and a garlic bread here? And she just looked back at this young girl and went, that's not my job to find out whose pizza it is. Ask Dale down the back. And this young girl looked like she was about to fall off her perch and like scuttled off to the back room and like asked and then, you know, gingerly brought back the pizzas. And this lady who was cutting the pizzas, it looked like she obviously, I don't know what had happened.
Worked
to
there
her
for
that
a real
day,
long time and she, hates where she works.
It looked like she was going to cut through the whole stack of boxes right down to the bottom. Like, I was so scared what she was doing with that big old knife. Like, it was frightening. And then it got to my turn, and I was like, my couple pizzas. And she goes, I think I know who to ask. Like, scuttled off to the back and came back. And
you should have asked her again.
Oh, my God.
I almost did. And, the force that was going through that pizza knife was very, very frightening.
So did you tell
the
boss?
Room.
That's very unprofessional.
I think I need to send, like, I was like, yeah. I won't do it tonight or whatever, because obviously it'll probably go to that person. Like, I was thinking Monday morning, I've got to send a little email out and go, hey, you know, just letting you know, this young person at the front was doing a great job, but may have been yelled at a bit.
Do you think that person yelling was the manager?
I couldn't tell, but I just didn't like the whole situation that was going down there. And I was like, this poor young kid, she's just starting out, obviously. You know, she looked like she was just out of high school. No one needs to be yelled at like that. And when I got the pizzas, the slices, there was like ones that were 1 centimetre wide and then ones that were almost half the pizza. So it's there was a lot of energy going in, but not much even slicing.
This is the problem. Like, I'm in two minds about it because, you know, and you get frustrated at something and you're having a bad night. Like, some people just can't contain it. And I mean, the thing is, there's nothing productive I've learnt in my life. And I'm still guilty of this all the time. But, like, being angry at work is actually totally unproductive. And it's like, you know what? This poor woman's had a bad night. She's not doing her job properly, cutting the pizza. This is not the kid's fault.
No, it's
not. But, like, do you dob her into the boss? Like, maybe it was a one-off moment.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't know. But I just was like, this poor young kid doesn't deserve that kind of spray.
I think you should say something.
Yeah, you know, in front of customers as well.
Yeah, in front of customers, it's unprofessional, and that young girl would probably be scared out of her mind that she wouldn't speak up.
And I did like when the other person went away, the yeller, I was like to her, I was like, don't worry, you're doing a great job, you know, just quietly I said it, because I was like, she needs to know she's not the crazy one.
Send a nice note based on her performance.
That's a great idea.
Not on
about
the other
person.
One.
Just, hey, this person's doing a great job, so that they know that, you know, she's not dropping the ball. It's someone else in the production line.
Good job.
But God, it was an intense moment, and even the other guy who was getting pizzas, like, looked at me like, what did we just witness?
Oh, my God.
You know when you have that awkward public
moment?
Oh,
it sounds pretty bad, so I think you know what to do deep down.
Got to do an email or something.
Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
Yeah.
The Novos.
Guys, don't forget, we have a massive event happening this weekend at Foreshore Park. It's the Novos Boot Camp. All thanks to EMF Fitness, this is going to be so good. We're on a mission to get fit for summer during winter, because it's so easy to just you know, use so many excuses during winter.
Of
it's
course.
Too cold. Yeah. I like to eat fatty foods because it makes me feel good inside. But we're going to try and stop it this year. And we're going to kick it off at this boot camp. You can come along, work out with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how which are you guys going to go working out? It's been a while.
It has good been
for
a while.
All of us, I think.
Yeah.
Plus, of course, the pros from EMF. You can still register now at newfm.com.au. Jump on there, come work out with us this week.
Yeah.
Get healthy for summer.
105 coming up after us with Jackson.
Yo.
Oh, yes.
The weekend.
Awesome.
I've missed this on the radio. I feel like I haven't heard it for
a while.
Yeah. Also, too.
Don't speak too soon.
Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yes.
I'm still
good.
Crying because of this movie.
Don't sad fear. Ending.
Yeah, you need a therapist. Linkin Park as well.
Oh, nice. And love this.
Awesome. You can also rate the music now, newfm.com.au, where it's all at, guys.
It
sure is.
But, guys, on 13.09, we want to know, how did your child almost die? This is all because my girlfriend, Beck, who lives in Victoria, I was chatting to her over the phone the other day. She actually joined us on the show last year during COVID. And she was saying how her two girls have sort of worked out now the microwave. They've discovered the microwave. And so they're loving, you know, pressing the buttons and playing with it. And they've like tried to melt gummy bears and all different sorts of things. But one of the girls, Isla, she hasn't sort of, she knows not to put like metal objects in there, but sometimes she's still working out what's metal and what's not.
Oh my gosh, she didn't put metal in the microwave.
She did.
She
put metal. She was playing. Beck took her eyes off her for 2 seconds. She was playing. She heard this boom. And so the fork had exploded in the microwave, and she's lucky her child...
Like the fork exploded or the fork exploded the microwave?
Yeah, well, the fork...
The whole thing.
The whole thing. So,
wow.
Like, yeah, the whole... Like, the fork... when you put those objects in there, they actually explode, which then causes the microwave
to... The kid was close.
She was standing close to it, and, like, luckily she's okay. So we want to know, though... On 13.10.09, did your child almost die?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're asking you, did your kid almost die and what happened? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, just imagine something.
Anyways.
There we go. Yes.
So this is all because my girlfriend Beck was telling me how her two girls, they've worked out how to use the microwave. And one of them in particular is obsessed, Isla. And so... She's been like trying to melt like gummy bears and like any lolly she can get a hand on, bananas, like she's going rogue. And so, Beck's like, I'm sick of it. Like she's like, I've got to watch her all the time because she's just straight there. She's obsessed.
Yeah.
And then she said, she was was teaching the girls like not to put any metal in there because obviously we all know it's dangerous.
Yeah, it blows up, right?
So, but Isla, she's a bit younger and so she gets it, but sometimes she still gets confused as to like what's metal and what's not. So anyway, Beck took her eyes off her for like a couple of seconds. She heard this bang. Poor Isla's put a fork in the microwave and it's actually exploded the fork, which in turn, you know, creates, blew up the microwave. So there's fragments around. She said she's so lucky that she wasn't standing directly in front of the microwave.
There must have been some cheap forks.
Well, yeah.
Well, let's hope so. It wasn't Stanley and Rogers. But on 13.10.09, did your child almost die? We're taking your calls this morning. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah,
hey.
Not too bad. So what happened?
So we were all getting ready for work one morning and the kids were getting ready for school and we heard an explosion.
Yeah.
And my son had actually, he was 7 at the time, and he had stuck a knife in the PowerPoint and it had exploded and there was black all over the PowerPoint and on the knife, and the only thing that saved him was he picked one with a rubber handle.
Oh my God.
So lucky.
Far out.
So I feel for your friend Beck, you've got to watch them all the time. It's not good.
Yeah, even 2 seconds.
I think Beck needs to find a new spot for a microwave.
it's just one of those ones where it's like lower. Some of them are building them in their kitchens like low
Well,
set.
Mine are quite low. My microwave is built into the cabinetry, but it's like below waist level.
Yeah, it's like a trend now in kitchens. It's weird.
Yeah. Thank you for your call.
Amazing. Let's go to Anastasia up next.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. Good morning. Good
morning indeed. Tell us, when did your child almost die? What happened?
Yeah, so she was a toddler at the time and it was summer, so she was just in a nappy and I thought, oh, you know, let's just give the girls some frozen fruit, you know, that you can buy at the shop pre-diced up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'd given her three-year-old sister and her some diced up frozen mango. And I was in the kitchen at the time and they were in the unofficial lounge room, so I could see them.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't till my daughter, my eldest daughter, said to me, oh, my God, Mum, I think she's choking. The little one come over to me. She wasn't breathing. She was just, like, trying to breathe. And I was freaking out because I was like, what am I going to do? So I put her over my knee and I whacked her as hard as I could across the back and it still wasn't coming up.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I couldn't call the ambulance because there was no time for that. And I was just panicking. So I just reached my fingers down her throat and tried to hook it and pull it out. And thankfully I got it and she started breathing and crying. And I'm getting emotional now just thinking about
it.
Oh, no.
It's a scary experience.
Yeah, it was so scary. And then I called my husband afterward and was like, oh, my God, Elsie almost just died. But she's fine now and she's 7.
And
it was just a scary moment, especially of a mum, you know.
Absolutely.
Such a young child, but not being able to call anybody because there was no time to do it.
And do you know what? As a parent, I'm sure that you would have felt like some level of guilt yourself that it happened. But you can't stop kids sometimes.
From eating stuff. Like that's just life, isn't it?
Oh, good. But do you know what? Great reaction. You're actually a lifesaver. Good job.
You've got the mum instincts.
I'm just grateful that my finger down her throat worked and I managed to be able to hook the frozen piece of mango out and pull it bloody forward for her to
Did she not chew it? Did you analyse the mango afterwards?
So at that time it had sort of almost melted, but because they were diced into little cubes because they're designed for juicing, I thought there was no harm in that, you know. She had teeth and she was able to chew it just like an ice block.
Do you know what? There's an excuse, Anastasia, for all women out there. If you want to go get your nails done, tell your husband that it's a life-saving must-have.
Mango retrieving tool.
Wow. Okay,
one more. Let's go to Lisa on 13109. How did your kid almost die? Hey, Lisa.
Hi. It's not my child, but my brother, he was going through the terrible threes, and Grandma used to ring every day to find out what he'd done.
Yeah.
Everything from lighting fires and things like that.
Jeez.
So he'd climbed up into a cupboard and got some rifles down and into another cupboard and got the 410 bullets out of it. And he had 410 bullets up everything. And he had the younger brother holding the barrel of the rifle of the 410 and shot the wardrobe from the end of the bed.
Oh my God! That is insane.
Well, Lisa, that's why you need a gun safe.
100%.
Far out.
Well, this is before all the rules.
All that came in.
Yeah, the rules and regs came in.
What a wild story.
So, lucky he was okay. The gun went off and
shot the cupboard.
Ran in there and got the guns off him and.
Yeah.
Hit him, I guess.
Hit him a bit better.
That's the worst case scenario.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
An armed and loaded child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do hear stories like that happening over in America a fair bit.
Thanks,
like, kids
Lisa.
Accidentally
wow.
shoot people and their family by accident.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nuts.
Google-gaga. Wow.
We're all in a bit of shock. You don't hear those kind of stories here
Absolutely
anymore.
Absolutely not, because when you think about it, like, the gun laws changed here in the early 90s, I think around, like, 1995 or 6, yeah? So, like...
That's pushing 30 years
you
ago.
You really don't hear these stories all that often. Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Lisa, wow.
Birthday lotto, Crevo.
That it is. All right. It's our turn to give you some money, hopefully. $675, fair chunk of change up for grabs. All you need is a birthday to play. We've spun the wheel. It's come up as April. So if you were born in April, this is your chance at the cash. 13109 will take one contestant.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
$675. We're trying to give it away right now. You just need to be born in April for a crack at it.
We've given away thousands of dollars with this year. So yeah, very easy cash.
You just need to be born, right? Yeah. So let's see. Let's meet our contestant.
We're going to Sarah from Mount Hutton. She manages a community centre. She's an F45 addict, guys. Her greatest achievement in life is going to and completing uni, which is really good.
Awesome.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on completing uni. What was your degree?
Oh, look, it was a long time ago now. Social science welfare. Hence my management of a community centre.
You know, anybody that manages to finish university and, you know,
well has
a great career afterwards deserves a pat on the back.
Absolutely.
Good job. Yeah. Great achievement. All right, let's do this. We'll spin these birthday balls. Maybe you can get a ticket to Egypt when the borders open. I know you want to see them before you die, the pyramids.
All right, I've pulled
them.
Here
we go.
Fingers crossed.
The 29th of April.
Oh, no, I'm an Anzac baby.
Sorry.
Oh, thanks, Sarah.
Damn.
Enjoy. That means, guys, it's hit $700 tomorrow.
Oh, great.
That is us done. Enjoy the day, guys. It's going to be a wet one on and off all day, which is a pain in the bum.
So annoying.
I'm so filthy. I went and checked my paint job here on the new FM building, which we did yesterday.
Is it ruined?
No, there's drips all down in
No.
What a waste of time. I give up now.
Yeah, just leave it.
You already painted it twice.
It's you can't
done.
Do anymore.
How devastating.
Yeah. Hey, guys, Delta Goodrum tickets back on the air tomorrow. Who will have to eat a disgusting dish? We're going to do that and plus more chances to win tickets to the Knights this weekend. 105 commercial free, though, up next with Jackson.
Yo. Not only with Jackson, with Sam Smith.
Oh, yes.
What a vibe.
Love him.
Who would you rather hang out with at a party, right? Pitch you this. Sam Smith or...
Posty. Yeah. Give me the postman 100%. Any day.
I think I'd go with Sam Smith.
Oh, God. Alrighty.
I like Sam Smith.
You, do you know what you do? You guys would just watch videos of each other's careers all night.
You reckon?
Yeah, let's watch my music videos, Jade.
I'd like it. I think it'd be fun.
I like Post Malone. I think knows how to party.
And Sam Smith would be like, oh, do you like the rain? That's what we have in Britain.
And I'd say, yeah, let's watch rom-coms.
Break my heart. I'll write a song about you. Nia as well, and some say.
Love that.
Cool, vibing.
Rate the music now on ufm.com.au for your chance to win one of five $100 exchange hotel gift cards, guys. Rate the music now. Yeah, we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye. Yeah.